So on the next page, we see from the book of Micah, where it says this. Micah chapter 5. Now, this was also recorded in the brass plates, and which we're reading from here from the King James Version of the Bible published by the Mormon Church. Micah chapter 5, verse 2 says, "But thou," not Jerusalem, "but thou" what? "Thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little amongst the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is the ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting." A prophecy about the Messiah being born at what city? Here's the problem, and I'm going to quote something here from one of our staff members at Watchman Fellowship who commented on this particular passage. Timothy Oliver is a former Latter-day Saint like myself. In fact, Timothy was a former missionary for the Mormon Church in France and Switzerland. And he had this to say. Micah prophesied probably between 735 and 715 B.C. during the reign of Ahaz and of Hezekiah. His prophecy then was recorded on the brass plates Lehi took from Jerusalem. The Nephites thus had an accurate prophecy of Christ's Bethlehem birthplace recorded in their scriptures on the brass plates. These plates were preserved among the Nephites down to the reign of King Benjamin, who put them in the charge of his son King Mosiah about 124 B.C. King Mosiah conferred them upon Alma about 92 B.C., who likewise gave them over to his son Helaman about 73 B.C. These brass plates were then in the actual possession of Alma himself at the very time he makes his false prophecy that we just read about Bethlehem. And he says Jerusalem rather than Bethlehem. So it can't be the people didn't know. These people studied the brass plates. They'd heard over and over the city of Bethlehem. But we basically have here a false prophecy about the coming of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.